me wondering, because there are people who will come back for injury, not a wide receiver, so we know DeAndre Hopkins is going to have to make that plan. Charles Omenihu looks like he'll have his window opened here soon. Isaiah Pacheco, the original estimate was 10 weeks. That was in week two. We're now heading into week eight of the NFL season, so we got to be getting close there too, maybe inside of a month. Who do you actually think will be the bigger, impactful player to come back for the Chiefs when they do? Because Charles Omenihu and Isaiah Pacheco are coming back. Who will matter to this team more? They obviously need more help on offense. Let's just face reality here.
Yeah.
That's why they're trading for DeAndre Hopkins. But the pass rush is maybe the only part of the defense where I'm like, who wouldn't mind seeing a little more juice there? And Charles Omenihu could provide that.
Yeah, the answer is Omenihu. Because between Pacheco and Omenihu, I've seen them replace Pacheco to a certain extent.
Yeah, Kareem Hunt's been really good.
He's been good. Now, I can't wait till Pacheco's back because I don't know if Kareem Hunt can carry this workload, as I've said, through the playoffs. So having Pacheco with him, it's going to be great for both of them. But I also saw Charles Omenihu last year have, what, 6.5 sacks? So if all of a sudden you're getting that kind of player to go with Chris Jones, to go with Karlaftis, to go with Mike Dana, to go with Turk Wharton, that defense gets a fresh set of legs late in the year to an already elite defense. Yeah, that has a chance to elevate them even more and allow them to mask maybe what is suddenly a secondary that maybe we find out has more problems if without Jalen Watson. I don't know. So that's why I would still say Omenihu more than a running back coming back. And that's, by the way, that's a credit to Kareem Hunt. That's why I'm able to say that. It's only because Kareem Hunt has been as effective as he has been.
No, that's partially it is that, but also I am really, truly interested because I told you earlier, I think this team has an identity. That's why DeAndre Hopkins is a good fit into it. The team has an identity. They know how they run the ball. They like to run the ball. They're doing more inside the tackle running than they've done at any point under Andy Reid. All these things. The idea that they might actually have two running backs who can effectively work in that scenario intrigues me greatly because it only strengthens their identity. Defensively, they are who they are. We know that. We're good. We feel good about it. The pass rush, because Chris Jones is an absolute monster, has been effective for a majority of the year. Maybe not perfect, but effective for a majority of the year. I think Omenihu is the answer, Gold. Like, I'm with you. I think he's probably the answer for the more impactful player. But he's also coming off of, I think, a more, like, explosive injury, right, than maybe Pacheco. As in,
I don't know, man.
It's tough because he's a running back and those things.
Running back and I had pins in my ankle and I'm cutting. I don't know, man. We'll see.
I know. I think maybe, right, it's probably comparable depending on the position of the positions they play.
But ACL injuries, players, not to downplay it. It's a long road and I'm sure Omenihu's worked his ass off through rehab and everything.
And he's pretty much just telling us all, I'm going to dunk on your ass if you doubt me for half a second.
I'm sure Pacheco will be ultra motivated when he comes back too. But Charles Omenihu, would not be the first defensive lineman to come back, 9 months after an ACL injury and be able to have an impact. Now, is Charles Omenihu going to be 100% of the player that he was last November? No. I mean, he still won't be a full year removed from the ACL. We always hear this, no matter what position it is, it takes the next year. But he's going to add a boost to this defense when he comes back, and hopefully it's a little bit before Thanksgiving.
Well, and we've never really seen Isaiah Pacheco in a split backfield in the sense that, what if it is 60-40? Maybe he's got more juice. They're both fresher. They both, I think there could be this power dynamic in the running game I haven't probably seen since they were splitting carries between Thomas Jones and Jamal Charles. And I know that they're not that level of player, but they haven't had.
Neither one's going to punch each other either.
No.
Jones.
It's still offensive to me that they started Thomas Jones an entire season when they had Jamal Charles.
You don't want to get punched by Thomas Jones
on their roster.
Still wouldn't. 10 years later or whatever, to 15 years later, still wouldn't want to get punched.
Million years ago.
By Thomas Jones.
Yeah. But I think there's a chance that Pacheco could actually end up being this answer. If you made me bet, Omenihu, they need another defensive lineman. Felix Anudike Uzama has been playing fine. I don't want to downplay the fact that I don't think he's stunk, okay? That's not what I think has existed there. But he's fine. He's been a rotational defensive line player, probably on par with that of the early days of Michael Dana. When he was an effective rotational, I'd like to see more and more growth for the first round pick that he is. But he's gotten better. The growth is good. I'll take it. But they could use one more highly impactful. Because if he's last year's Charles Omenihu at any point, then Karlaftis Jones and last year's Charles Omenihu, that's a real pass rush. That's like can cause damage at any point in the game and can cause problems for you at any point in the game. I like that. So there's a better chance. I just wonder, like, what you talk about, like that ACL in a full year. Like, oh, like, can you just bounce back from that?